Hello everybody and welcome back to a new week with Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a Bible reading podcast from Israel. I'm Harriet and I will be reading for you this Sunday, the 25th of April or the 13th of Iyar on the Hebrew calendar. Today we also have day 28 of the counting of the Omer, and our new parasha this week is called Emor, which means speak. The portion from the Torah today is Leviticus 21:1-15. Please join me in blessing the Lord and thanking Him for His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the Kohanim, the sons of Aaron, and say to them, A Kohen is not to allow himself to become unclean for the dead among his people, except for his relatives that are nearest to him, his mother, his father, his son, his daughter, his brother, or his virgin sister who is near to him, who has had no husband. For her he may allow himself to become unclean. But he is not to defile himself, a husband among his people, and so profane himself. Kohanim are not to shave their heads, nor shave off the corners of their beards, nor make any cuttings in their flesh. They are to be holy to their God, and not profane the name of their God, for they present the offerings of the Lord made by fire, the bread of their God. Therefore they are to be holy. They are not to marry women who are defiled as prostitutes or profane. Neither should they marry women divorced from their husbands, for a Kohen is holy to his God. Therefore you are to sanctify him, because he offers the bread of your God. He shall be holy to you, for I, the Lord, who sanctifies you, am holy. The daughter of any Kohen, if she profanes herself by playing the prostitute, profanes her father. She is to be burnt with fire. He who is the Kohen Gadol among his brothers, upon whose head the anointing oil is poured, and is consecrated to put on the garments, is not to let the hair of his head hang loose or tear his clothes. Nor should he go near any dead person, defiling himself, even for his father or his mother. He is not to go out of the sanctuary or profane the sanctuary of his God, for the crown of the anointing oil of his God is upon him. I am the Lord. He should take a wife in her virginity, a widow or one divorced, or one who has been defiled as a prostitute. He is not to marry. He is to take a virgin from his own people as a wife, so as not to corrupt his offspring among his people. For I am the Lord who sanctifies him." That was Leviticus chapter 21, verses 1-15. And our portion from the prophets is today Isaiah chapter 63 and 64. Who is this coming from Edom, in crimson garments from Bosra? This one splendid in his apparel, pressing forward in his great might. It is I who speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Why is your apparel so red, and your garments like one who treads in a winepress? I have trodden the winepress alone, from the peoples, no man was with me. I trod them in my anger and trampled them in my wrath. Their lifeblood spattered my garments, so I stained all my robes. For a day of vengeance was in my heart, and my year of redemption has come. I looked, but there was no one to help. I was amazed, but no one was assisting. So my own arm won victory for me, and my wrath upheld me. So I trod down the peoples in my anger and made them drunk in my wrath, and I poured out their lifeblood on the earth. I will remember the loving kindness of the Lord, the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord has granted us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he has granted them according to his compassion and according to the abundance of his loving kindness. For he said, "Surely they are my people, children who will not deal falsely." So he became their Savior. In all their affliction he was afflicted. So the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his mercy he redeemed them. Then he lifted them and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and grieved his Ruach HaKodesh. So he turned to become their enemy. He himself fought against them. Then his people remembered the days of old, the days of Moses. Where is he who brought them through the sea with a shepherd of his flock? Where is he who put among them his Ruach HaKodesh, who caused his glorious arm to go at the right hand of Moses, who divided the waters before them to make himself a name forever, who led them through the depths? Like a horse in the desert, they did not stumble. Like cattle that go down into a valley, the Ruach Adonai, the Ruach of the Lord, gave them rest. So you led your people to make yourself a glorious name. Look down from heaven and see, from your holy, glorious, lofty abode. Where are your zeal and your mighty deeds? Are the yearnings of your heart, your compassions, withheld from me? For you are our Father, even if Abraham would not know us, or Israel not recognize us. You, Lord, are our Father, our Redeemer. From everlasting is your name. Lord, why do you cause us to stray from your ways and harden our heart from fearing you? Return for your servant's sake the tribes of your heritage. Briefly, your holy people possessed it. Our foes have trampled your sanctuary. We have become like those over whom you have never ruled, like those not called by your name. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake in your presence. As fire kindles brushwood, a fire causes water to boil. Make your name known to your foes, so the nations may tremble before you. When you did awesome things that we were not expecting, you came down, the mountains shook at your presence. For from days of old no one has heard, no ear perceived, no eye has seen God except you, who acts on behalf of the one waiting for him. You meet him with rejoices in doing righteousness, who remembers you in your ways. Behold, you are angry. When we keep sinning all the time, would we be saved? For all of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteousness is like a filthy garment, and all of us wither like a leaf, and our iniquities carry us away like the wind. No one calls on your name and or stirs himself up to take hold of you. For you have hidden your face from us and have consumed us because of our iniquities. But now, Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be angry much more, Lord, or remember iniquity forever. Oh, please see, we are all your people. Your holy cities became a wilderness. Zion has become a wilderness, Jerusalem a desolation. Our holy and beautiful house, where our fathers praised you, has been burnt with fire. All our pleasant things are laid waste. Will you restrain yourself at these things? Lord, will you stay silent and afflict us very severely? That was Isaiah chapters 63 and 64. And our portion from the writings is today Job chapter 18. And now Bildad the Shuhite replied, saying, "How long until you end these words? Consider, and then we will talk. Why are we regarded as beasts and stupid in your eyes? You who tear yourself to pieces in anger, will the earth be abandoned for your sake? Or must a rock be moved from its place? Indeed, the light of the wicked is snuffed out. The flame of his fire does not shine. The light in his tent grows dark. The lamp above him goes out. His vigorous stride is shortened, and his own scheme throws him down. For he is cast into a net by his feet. He wanders into its mesh. A trap seizes him by the heel. A snare holds him fast. A rope is hidden for him on the ground, and a trap for him lies on the path. On every side, terrors frighten him and harass his every step. Calamity is hungry for him. Disaster is ready for his fall. It eats away pieces of his skin. Death's firstborn devours his limbs. He is torn from the security of his tent and marched off to the kings of terror. Nothing of his dwells in his tent. Brimstone is scattered over his dwelling. Below his roots dry up, and above his branches wither. His memory perishes from the earth, and he has no name in the land. He is driven from light into darkness, and is banished from the world. He has no offspring or descendant among his people, no survivor where he once dwelt. People of the West are appalled at his fate. People of the East are seized with horror. Surely such are the dwellings of the wicked. Such is the place of one who does not know God." That was Job chapter 18. And now we have reached our final portion for today from the Apostolic Scriptures. And that is now today the book or epistle of John, the third one. The Elder, to Gaius, the loved one, whom I love in truth. Loved ones, I pray that all may go well with you, and that you may be in good health, just as it is well with your soul. For I was overjoyed when some brethren came and testified of the truth in you, how you are walking in truth. I have no greater joy than this, to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Loved ones, you are acting faithfully in whatever you do for the brethren, and especially for strangers. They have testified to your love before Messiah's community. You will do well to send them on their way in a manner worthy of God. For on behalf of the name, they went out, accepting nothing from the pagans. Therefore, we ought to support such people, so we might become co-workers in the truth. I wrote something to Messiah's community, but Diotrephes, who loves to be first among them, doesn't welcome us. So if I do come, I will call attention to what he is doing, slandering us with wicked words. Not even content with that, he refuses to welcome the brethren, and even forbids those who want to do so, throwing them out of the community. Loved ones, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. The one who does good is of God. The one who does evil has not seen God. Demetrius has a good testimony from everyone, even from the truth itself. We also vouch for him, and you know that our testimony is true. I have much to write you, but I don't want to write you with ink and pen. But I hope to see you soon, and we will speak face to face. Shalom Aleichem. The friends here send their greetings. Greet the friends there by name. That was 3rd John. And that concludes our reading of scriptures for today. This is Harriet with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. I wish you a Shavua Tov, a blessed new week, and I pray that you will have encouragements and strength from the scriptures, from the word of God that you have heard. Shalom from Yerushalayim. Until next time.